From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. The U.S. Department of Transportation says Kansas City is among seven finalists for a $50 million award. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox said in a statement Saturday that Kansas City is a finalist in the Beyond Traffic Smart City Challenge, which is intended to help mid-sized cities deal with changing transportation needs and plan innovative traffic approaches. The Kansas City Star reports the federal government will allocate $40 million to one city, which also will be eligible to apply for $10 million from Vulcan Philanthropy to support the development of electric vehicles and other low-carbon strategies. Missouri lawmakers' effort to strip Planned Parenthood of any state money faces an uncertain path forward. The House passed a budget last week that bars any entity that provides or counsels a woman to get a non-emergency abortion from receiving Medicaid reimbursements. But courts have blocked similar attempts in other states, and the Senate's budget writers have so far declined to endorse the effort. GOP Representative Robert Ross said he inserted the measure into the budget because he does not approve of Planned Parenthood's abortion services. Federal courts have blocked similar attempts to cut the organization's Medicaid funding in Arkansas, Louisiana, Utah, Arizona, and Indiana. Missouri law already bans state money from funding abortions. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley announced Friday that the University of Missouri received a donation of more than $2.5 million to support beef genomics and nutritional research. The gift comes from MU alumni Barry and Marge Slayton, who have been planning this donation for two decades. Foley says the announcement is a celebration of the Slaytons' generosity, which offers inspiring possibilities and an affirmation of the work of the university.
The gift I'm announcing matches the donor's passion with an area of strength for Mizzou and reasserts the donor's pride in MU during what are rather challenging times.
The Slaytons' donation is tied to a significant increase in endowment, one of the priorities of the Mizzou Our Time to Lead fundraising campaign established in October. A quiet office in a Kansas City entertainment district offers a rare space for LGBTQ people to find help in times of crisis and several other social services. The Kansas City Anti-Violence Project recently opened the only domestic violence and sexual assault services center for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. While the project does not provide overnight shelter for domestic violence victims, it will find hotels or other safe housing. It also provides a 24-hour crisis line and services such as clothing, food, job counseling, and group meetings. Executive Director Justin Shaw says the project is a step forward in helping LGBTQ people, but much more needs to be done. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.